Welcome to the standing movement practice. Let's begin by standing with the feet about hip distance apart. Bringing your attention to the contact between the soles of the feet and the floor beneath you. And gently swaying front to back. Letting your weight shift from the heels to the balls of the feet, back and forth a few times. All of the attention on the feet and the legs. And then finding your center of balance between front and back. And beginning to sway side to side a bit. Weight on the outer edges and inner edges of the feet. And then standing in stillness, just balancing between the three corners of your feet. Feeling your stance from within. Rooting your feet into the floor. Perhaps feeling the length in your spine. Lifting the sternum. And then rolling your shoulders out and down, letting the palms face forward, letting the crown of your head lift up towards the sky. And now pausing here and feeling the breath. Feeling how your body automatically finds balance. Feeling the firmness of your body as you stand in mountain pose. Now, as you're ready, please bring the palms together in front. And on an inhalation, with bent arms, moving your hands out to the sides of the body in a goalpost position. Exhaling, bringing the hands back together in front. Inhaling, moving the palms to the side, palms facing forward. Exhaling, palms together in front. Please do this at your own pace now, with your attention on the movement. Coordinating the movement with breath. Each time you inhale, the palms move out. When you exhale, the palms return to center. One last time. And then releasing the arms back down to neutral position. Feeling the body, noticing what's changed since when we first checked in and established our mountain pose. Now, placing the hands on the shoulders, fingertips touching the shoulders, slowly draw large circles with both elbows. Seeing if you can make your circles really even, very round. And then moving your elbows in the opposite direction. So we've done clockwise and counterclockwise. Noticing sensation, and then releasing the hands from the shoulders, letting the arms rest down by the sides, noticing sensation, noticing tingling or streaming or pulsing in the arms and hands, or noticing whatever you're experiencing. Now, practice number 5. Beginning by inhaling the arms out to the sides and up overhead. And on the exhale, twisting to the right, keeping the knees facing forward as you lower your arms out to the side at shoulder level. Inhaling the arms back up as you twist back to center. Exhaling, begin to twist left as you lower your arms down to shoulder level. Inhaling back up. Exhaling, twisting right, keeping the knees facing forward, looking back at your right hand. Inhaling the arms up, back to center. Exhaling towards the left, looking at your left hand. Inhaling up, coming back to center, exhaling right, looking at your right hand. Inhaling up, exhaling left. Inhaling the arms back up, releasing the arms down, and resting. Feeling. Noticing where the sensation is most prominent in your body. Fully experiencing the inner landscape filled with sensation. Now making sure that your feet are about hip distance apart, grounding through your feet. On an inhale, sweeping your arms forward and up overhead as you bend your knees and bring your buttocks back as if you are taking a seat on a stool. And then pressing into the feet and returning back up to standing. Once again, bending the knees, sweeping the arms up overhead, seeing if you can avoid overarching your low back, and moving your buttocks back and down as if you are about to take a seat. On the inhale, pressing into the feet and returning to neutral. Last time, inhaling, sweeping the arms up overhead, bending the knees, not arching your low back. And then pressing into the feet, coming back to standing as you lower the arms. Feeling. Feeling the body, feeling the breath. Feeling the beating of the heart. Fully inhabiting this moment. And moving on to practice number 7. Bringing your left hand to your left hip. Inhaling the right arm up overhead. And then side bending towards the left, reaching through the fingers of your right hand. And then coming back to center. Repeating on the same side, inhaling the right arm up overhead. Reaching over to your left side, side bending, tucking the belly slightly, and then coming back to neutral. Last time on this side. Coming back up. Releasing the arm down and resting. noticing any difference in sensation between the left side of the body and the right. Perhaps one side feels longer, one arm may feel longer, one shoulder lower, one side of the body longer. Noticing what's happening for you in your own experience. And then placing the right hand on the right hip when you're ready, inhaling that left arm out to the side, up overhead, all the way over to the right side, side bending. And on an inhale, coming back up and down. And then again, inhaling the left arm up, exhaling over to the side. Inhaling back up, letting the arm come down. Last time, inhaling the left arm up overhead, side bending toward the right, tucking the belly slightly. Inhaling back up, exhaling the arm down, and just resting and comparing the sides of the body, feeling the breath. Preparing now for another balance practice, being near a wall if that would be supportive, or a chair. Standing with the feet about hip distance apart, and on an inhale, lifting the arms up in front to shoulder level while lifting the right knee. On an exhale, bringing the arms and foot back down. Again, on the same side, inhaling the arms up to shoulder level while lifting the knee, exhaling back down. One last time on this side, inhaling back up, holding here for a few breaths as you're able, coming down whenever you would like, and then coming back down. Closing the eyes if that feels okay, and feeling the body from the inside, noticing the effect of this short practice, comparing the sides of the body, and then moving on to the other side, inhaling the arms and left knee up, and coming back down. Inhaling the arms and knee up, exhaling back down. Last time with a hold, inhaling arms and knee up, staying for a few breaths to the extent that you're able. And then coming back down. Resting, just being. Now, taking a stance with the right foot forward, left foot back, front knee bent, and the left foot turned out slightly. Please take the time to establish your balance. Now lifting the forearms up so that they are parallel to the floor, elbows bent, pulling back on the shoulders, and when you're ready, on an exhale, push forward with your hands, straightening the arms. On an inhale, pulling with your hands, bending the elbows. Exhaling, pushing forward, squeezing the belly. Inhaling, pulling back with the hands, elbows come back. One more time, pushing forward with the hands, pulling with the hands, elbows coming back. Releasing the arms, stepping forward with your back foot, comparing the two sides of the body, feeling the breath, and then stepping the left foot forward, the right foot back. The right foot is turned out slightly, the left knee is bent. The belly can be tucked slightly, and then we bring the forearms so that they're parallel to the floor, elbows back, and on an exhale, pushing forward with the hands. On an inhale, pulling back, elbows move back. Exhale, pushing forward. Inhale, pulling back, feeling the shoulders. Exhaling, squeezing the belly as your arms push forward. Inhaling, pulling back. Releasing the arms, stepping forward with the back leg, and just resting here. Breathing. Feeling the body, feeling warmth or coolness, perspiration, the beating of the heart. Just being here, pausing and breathing. Now inhaling the arms up overhead, exhaling the arms out to the sides as you bend the knees, bringing the chest to the thighs. Now inhaling the arms up overhead, exhaling the arms out to the sides as you bend your knees, forward fold, letting the fingertips touch the floor or the shins or wherever you can reach. And then inhaling the arms straight ahead, reaching up to the sky as the knees straighten. And exhaling the arms out to the sides as you forward fold with bent knees, fingertips coming towards the floor. Inhaling the arms, move straight ahead as you straighten your knees, arms coming up to the ceiling. Exhaling the arms out to the sides, bending the knees, fingertips moving towards the floor. Inhaling the arms forward and up as you straighten your legs. Exhaling the arms out to the sides and down. Resting. Resting, breathing, feeling the body, feeling the breath. Now standing with your feet close together, shifting your weight to your left foot and bringing the right foot right ahead of your left, touching the back of your right heel to the toes of your left. Shifting your weight to the right foot, making a half circle with your left leg and bringing the heel to touch the toes of your right. One more step forward, shifting your weight to your left foot, swinging the leg, bringing the right foot to the floor in front of the left. And now walking backwards, shifting your weight to your left foot, swinging your right leg in a half circle and placing the toes behind your left heel. Shifting your weight to your right foot, half circle with the left leg, toes touching heel, shifting weight left, half circle with the right leg, and shifting your weight to the right foot, and going forward again, shifting the weight to the left foot, half circle with the right, shifting the weight to the right, half circle to the left, shifting weight to left, half circle with the right, and then going backwards once again, half circle with the right, placing the right foot on the floor, half circle with the left, left foot on the floor, half circle with the right, right foot on the floor, and then moving forward, letting the right foot come forward, half circle with the left, weight on the left, half circle with the right. Swinging the right foot back, half circle with the left, coming back, half circle with the right, coming back. And now just bringing the feet hip distance apart and resting. Feeling the body, feeling the breath. Coming to the end of our practice, let's begin by shaking the wrists. Just giving them a nice good shake. Flicking the fingers as if you're trying to get water off of your hands. Shaking the arms, the shoulders, and letting the shake go all the way through your body. The legs, the hips. Just moving around, letting the whole body shake, and then coming to stillness. Standing tall, lifting the sternum, breathing deeply, being aware of the way that your weight is distributed across the feet, and noticing any changes in the body since the beginning of practice. Standing here with attention on the breath for as long as you wish.